Hello, friends. It's time for another coaching episode on the podcast. Today, I had Sylvia on and we were chatting about her group. She asked me to do an audit of her Facebook group. And so you're going to hear me talking through the four key components of my Facebook audit system. So if you've never done a Facebook group audit or you're curious about what that looks like if I do a Facebook group audit, this is going to give you a little bit of an insight into the things that I'm looking at to audit your group. And so we chatted about these four things and just helped, you know, give her some pointers so that she's setting her group up for success so that more of her ideal clients are joining her group and that she's going to be able to start building relationships with the right people and then start selling her coaching from there. So I hope that you get some really good tips and information from this. Maybe you can go do an audit for yourself. Or if you want to be like Sylvia and have me do an audit for you, you can come to my Facebook group, Facebook Group Strategy for Christian Entrepreneurs. And if you are the most engaged member of the community in the last month, then you might be in with a chance for getting a free coaching call. I give away a free call just like this every single month to the person that is the most engaged. So if you want a free call with me, then head over to my community and get stuck in. Start commenting, start making some posts, asking questions, just get involved in everything we've got going on over there. And who knows, maybe next month it'll be you and me sitting down on this call. So I'd love to see you over in the group. You can go to the show notes to just get the link rather than having to type it out. But yeah, let's get on to this coaching episode with Sylvia and the Facebook group audit that I did for her. This is Simple Facebook Group Strategy with me, Sarah Beisel. Do you want to know how to set up and optimize your Facebook group? Do you need a content strategy you can actually stick to? Are you wondering how to get new members into your group every single week? Then you, my friend, are in the right place. Over the last 3 years, I've developed simple strategies for optimization, growth, and engagement so you can create a Facebook group that actually supports your business. I grew my group from 0 to 1,500 members on my own, and I make consistent sales every single month without showing up anywhere else on social media. And I did all of this in less than 30 minutes per day. I believe that when we pour into our community strategically, we pave the way for the kind of relationships that turn into paying customers. So if you're ready to start your Facebook group, create an engagement strategy, and develop a growth plan so you can finally have the foundations to market your business successfully, grab a coffee and pull up a chair. Let's do this. Are you frustrated by the lack of engagement in your Facebook group? I remember when I first started my group, I was lucky if I'd get a couple of likes and maybe one comment. But they put in so much effort to get more interaction, and I finally felt like I had it. But then the enemy distracted me and led me to take a 4-month break from my group. When I finally came back, it was like starting from scratch all over again. All the engagement I was getting before was completely gone. But now, 1 year after starting over, I have so much interaction with every single post. I get upwards of 20 to 30 comments on my posts, and dozens of members are sharing posts of their own every single day. My members start and continue conversations with each other, and we have such a beautiful, thriving community. And the best part is that this doesn't take hours of my time each day. My engagement strategy only takes 30 minutes. I'm teaching you this exact engagement strategy inside my course, Facebook Group Foundations. Come over to sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations to see if this course is the answer you've been praying for. That's sarahbeisel.com/Facebook Group Foundations. I'll see you inside. I'm so excited to do this with you, Sylvia. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to pull up your group so we can take a look at it, but can you just, as I'm doing that, tell me a little bit about who the group is for, what and what the purpose is that you know of right now?
Essentially, I created the group to kind of create a community of mothers, just to kind of share strategies and tips on motherhood. So that's the reason why I created it. It's a group in my community. That's the main purpose behind the group.
Great. I love that. That's such a good purpose. So I've got your group up here. So let's take a little look at it. So I'm going to start with the cover photo here. So I think it named your face if you have a nice picture that can go with it as well, just to kind of identify that you're the host. It makes it feel a little bit more inviting if there's like a face in the cover photo as well. So if you have a nice picture that would go well with the text that you have here, I definitely recommend adding that in. I think it's going to make a really nice difference. I think.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, okay. Yeah, I've heard you.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I thought I didn't catch that. Perfect. And I think that what you've got here is good text. I like the name, the Mama Wellness Collective, because it definitely makes it feel like it's something that we get to be part of, right? Especially with the word collective in there. So I actually really like the name. I'm wondering with this kind of tagline description that you've got here in the cover, whether it's worth expanding or getting a bit more specific, because stay well is like, I think I understand, but what that means to me and what that means to you might be different. So I wonder if specifying what that really means for you is going to be a little bit more helpful for people to just understand, so that you know that you're on the same kind of page with what that means. And the same kind of thing with building connections. Is that part of the mission that you have here, or like, what is that about?
Okay. Are you asking me? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just to, I guess, help other mothers in similar situations to relate to, I suppose, to kind of share.
Yeah.
Just to get to know other moms as well. That's the idea behind it.
Okay, I love that. I wonder if even switching it out, maybe even, how do you feel about just using the word friendship? Because I feel like that's something that a lot of moms are just looking for, like other mom friends, people that are in the woods, in the weeds with them, trying to figure out those kinds of things. And I don't know how you feel about using that word instead, but that might just be a little bit more descriptive of what you're trying to achieve with that, if that's something that you like the feeling
of. I'm not fixed on the word connection, so it's fine.
Yeah, that might just help people understand a little bit more, because sometimes I feel like connections, like I understand where you're going with that, but sometimes it feels a little bit formal, or it feels a bit like business speak sometimes, right? Whereas if it's just other moms looking to, like, I mean, they do use the word connection. So if you really do love that phrase, I would just maybe get a little bit more specific with what you mean. But I would not be opposed to it being like having the word friendship in there. Something for you to think about, and you don't have to change this per se, but it's something that can work really well, is instead of having like a tagline or a statement like the way that you've got, is you can have just like listing out a couple of different words or pillars of things. And so, for example, you could have like, because they can, and this might be a way to get a bit more into what you mean by wellness, right? So is wellness, you know, nutrition? Is wellness exercising? Is wellness like spirituality? What does that wellness actually mean? So you could just define this in terms of kind of listing out pillars. So I like to, if when I do this, I kind of put a word and then like a little vertical slash. And so, for example, you could have you know, health, then a little vertical slash, nutrition, spirituality, or, you know, faith or something, friendship, something like that, that just kind of states the different goals and things that they're going to receive when they're part of this community. So that might be something for you to play around with and see how that feels as well. I think that's something that can go really, really nicely.
Okay.
And so that's everything that I have about the kind of title cover photo. I think it's like, it's not bad. I think there's just a couple of little tweaks there that are really going to just take it up to that next level for you. The next thing that I wanted to look at is the description, because right now you've just got one sentence, and one sentence is better than no sentences, that's for sure. But I would love to see this expanded a little bit to explain. So the kind of structure, I need to write the structure down, because I like, on the top of my head, I'm thinking, like, I'm trying to work through my own structure here. But there's a structure that I like to follow for Facebook groups. And the beginning of it is really helping people, like asking them some questions or stating out, like making some statements to help them identify, do I need to be in this group in terms of, am I the right person? does this group meet the goals or answer the questions that I might have? And so you can do this either in like a list of, are you a Christian mother? Do you have, or are you a Christian woman? Do you have littles? Do you have like some questions to help them say, yes, I'm this. You could also ask some questions, are you struggling to, find time for taking care of your health because you're so busy looking after your children? Or do you never have time to sit and, pray in the morning because you're just going straight to the house chores, whatever those kinds of questions that help them say, yes, these are the things I'm dealing with. Please help me. And so I would start your description with that and then have a section that basically says, I've been there. I've done that. I hear you. I'm here to help you come through it because I've come through it myself. And so that can be as short as one paragraph. That could be a little bit longer. If you've got a story in there that you want to share that just helps people see that you've been through what they're struggling with and that you're here to help them and support them and guide them in this process. And that's why this group exists, right? And so I would work on trying to do those two sections for sure. The third section I like to have in a description is kind of a what to expect section. And so this is where you just say something like, in this community you're going to find and list out three to five things, like a place to connect with other moms who are right there with you, a place to receive spiritual and well-being support, whatever those things are. I would dot out, identify what are the kind of main 3 to 5 things in your group that you really want to help be like a support for or have this platform for other people to receive, right, in that group. So I would add that in as well. And then the last part of a description that I love to have is just a little, a tiny little piece at the end that tells people how to connect with you. So if you have a free resource, or if you had a podcast or a YouTube channel or something, an Instagram page, just some way for them to connect to you. So if they don't feel like they want to join a group, because a group is quite an intimate experience, so maybe they're not quite ready to take an intimate step, but maybe they want to go snoop around on an Instagram page and just see if you're the right kind of person for them, then it just provides them with one extra way to stay connected to you outside of the group as well. So I always leave a description with that, because as you can see, people can connect with that without coming into the group. So if you had a link here that was like, oh, come check out my podcast, maybe I wouldn't click the join group, but I would click on the podcast link and then I'd come back and join the group because I knew, yep, Sylvia is the right person for me. This group is where I want to be. I'm ready. I'm going to join the group now. So I would add that in at the end as well. So do you have any questions? I know I just went through a lot about that description, but how does that sound? Do you have any questions about that, or does that all make sense?
No, it makes sense. Yeah, you can carry on.
Perfect. Okay, great. I just wanted to stop and make sure. Last thing that we were going to look at, I'm going to stop sharing and pull up your questions. Let me have a little look at these. Okay, so I like that you have got a note that says all questions need to be answered, because I think that's really important just to remind people that that's what we're doing. Okay, so you've got, is it just two questions here and then asking people to the checkbox for agreeing to the group rules, right? Perfect. Okay, so I wonder if this first question can be more specific. So this first question here, what are you hoping to get from this group, is quite broad. And if they've been recommended the group, they may not necessarily know, like they're coming into the group from different levels of like enthusiasm, if that makes sense, right? Some people will search for it out and be like, yes, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm going to jump in and do all the things. Some people are coming into our groups and they're still like a little bit unsure what they're going to be using the space for. So this question might not always get you the information that you're looking for. So I wonder if switching it up for a more specific question about the wellness aspect, what is your offer really helping people do? Find a question that kind of asks people, what is your biggest question when it comes to this topic? Or what's the biggest struggle that you're facing right now with XYZ? Something that gives them a little bit more of a prompt so that they're going to give you a bit more of a helpful answer for you, so that you can take that information into your offer, into the content that you create, all of those kinds of things. And I love that you've then got this second question here for this personalized wellness template. I love that you've got a freebie there. That's a really, really great thing for you to already have. I think you get three questions. So you can ask one more question outside of these two if you would like. But if you've got those questions set up like that, I think that's a really, really strong start. You could potentially ask a question to learn a little bit about more about the kind of person that's joining your group. So something like, tell me a little bit about yourself, or tell me about your family, something like that, that helps you understand who this woman is, who this mother is, that as she's coming into your group and kind of what's going on with her personal life, her family life, those kinds of things, because that stuff will also help inform the kind of content that you want to create as well. So that would be my recommendations for that.
Yes, that's good actually. I might consider the tell me about yourself question.
Yeah, it's a really popular one, and it's very easy for people to answer because it doesn't require a lot of thinking, and they can be, you know, as surface level or as vulnerable as they want to. So you can, it helps. It's not like it's too imposing of a question, because if they don't want to get into the depths of it, they can just say, I'm a mom, I've got two kids, and they can just leave it at that, right? But maybe they'll be like, well, oh my goodness, like the floodgates are open, let me tell you about my whole life, please help me. And you'll get a lot of really rich depth of information from them too. Yeah. All right, I love that. Well, do you have any questions about anything that we've just covered? I know there's been a bit of a whirlwind of time.
Thank you for the advice, for the opportunity for this audit.
Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, tweaking some of those things so that I can increase engagement. It's mainly me posting, but then I'm not posting consistently, so it's
nice. Yeah, and these things will help get more of the right people into the group, the type of people that are really going to give you that engagement, because a lot of times, you know, especially in the early days, not everybody that's in there is in there to be engaging, to post. Sometimes we just invite our friends in to begin with so that we've got a couple people in there. That was how my group started. Like my first like 10 or 15 people were just people I asked to be in there so that I had more than one person in the group. And they were not really engaging all that much because they weren't really there for the group. They were there just to kind of, you know, give my ego a little stroke so that I could send the group out to people and it wouldn't look too lonely. But it's a valid place to start, right? But as you get more people into the group, more people are going to be participating, more people will comment, and then eventually they will start to take over and do some of the questions and posting and all the things themselves as well. So you're on the right track with it, Sylvia. It's definitely on the right track, and these things are going to help a lot in just getting more of your ideal clients into your space so that you can start really having those conversations with them. So I'm excited for you. I'm so glad this has been helpful. And I look forward to continuing to work with you a little bit in the group with it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a lovely rest of your day. We'll chat soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, friend. If you loved today's episode, I want to hear about it. Let's continue the discussion in my free Facebook group. Go to sarahbeisel.com/community and tell me what you thought. I would also love it if you took 30 seconds to leave me a review. Reviews help other people just like you find the show so they can create thriving Facebook groups too. It's time for me to reheat my coffee and head inside my group. I'll see you there or back here for the next episode.